First farm I had was on Anglesey.
Right.
I had 22 acres. It was only a little place. Anyway, I stayed there for a bit. And then I sold the farm in Anglesey. There were some difficulties or something. And I came back to my father's home, which is in was in Strines near Marple.
Yeah.
My dad, he was a manufacturing station and paper merchant in Manchester, Lee Street Mills. Anyway, I sort of worked on a farm at Woodford for a bit, and then I bought a farm in New Mills, Shed Yard Farm. I sold that, and then I bought this. Well, I didn't buy it, actually. I helped the farmer's son out. Well, a bank manager's son had a farm at New Mills, and I helped him out a bit. And he said, if you ever want to buy another farm, go and see Mr. Lowe at the Midland Bank Glossop. Anyway, I did buy another farm through Mr. Lowe at the Midland Bank Glossop.
Very good.
And I bought this lot.
Your background then, your family background wasn't farming?
No, no.
How did you get this passion for farming? What made you want to do it?
Well, we were born in the countryside.
Yes.
And we sort of lived on a farm. Well, there was a farm below us, and I just sort of got tied up into farming, you know.
So that was near Marple?
That a place called Strange near Marple.
So had your family further back been farmers or not?
Well, there was farming in the background.
So when you first came here, you had dairy cows, did you?
Yes, we milked cows.
Yes, and what breed of cows did you have here?
We kept some Channel Island cattle, a few.
Oh, did you?
And we kept Friesians or anything, you know.
Right.
Just a commercial herd, like.
Yeah, yeah. How many did you have?
Well, they had a farm sale, and it was the biggest sale that had ever been known in this part of the world. There was milking about 140.
Really?
In those days.
So when was it you sold your herd?
Now then. You see, I got left on my own with Heather when she was five. I brought her up on my own. I'd been taken bad, I'd been in hospital, had back trouble, and when I come out, she was dropped off at the neighbour's.
Right.
You see.
Must have been a big struggle here to be here on a...
Yeah.
With a big dairy farm, with a child on your own.
Yeah, well,
child on your own.
That's why I sold a lot of milk cows, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Have you enjoyed your years farming here? Was it a bit too hard sometimes?
Well, it was all right when I got my driving licence and I could go about and do what I wanted, like, but yeah. Now I'm in a mess, you see. No driving licence, I have to depend on other folk. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The same as I used to be very friendly with Woolies at bank, you see. I can't even get there now.
Mm.
You know.
Is that Rex and Neil?
Rex and Neil, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It used to be a big family of them, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel very attached to this place?
No.
You don't?
No, I'd be glad to see you back. I'd be typical.
Really?
Yeah.
Where would you like to be then?
Well, it isn't where you'd like to be when you get in my position.
No,
you'd get,
quite.
I'd sooner live in a village somewhere where everything was to hand, you know.
Yeah. So it feels a bit too lonely for you down here now, does it?
Well, it is, and it's a lot of trouble. I mean, I've still got responsibility at the damn place.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's off, like, as you know, at least the grass eating, like.
Mm.
But you see, what I've leased it for a long, long while, but what I used to do, I used to do all the draining and the maintaining and the fencing and all the rest of it.
Mm.
And then this lot's happened and I can't do it, you see.
Do you think it was a tough place to farm? Was it a tough place to work?
Well, not really. You never thought about it them days because everybody was struggling.
Yeah.
No, we used to be all right. We helped other folk. We helped one another in them days.
What, the farms round about?
Yeah, same
each
as...
other out.
Well, same as when we was haymaking or anything like that. You'd have a field full of folk, you know. Particularly Balls at Newtown. They had a big family, about nine of them. I've seen them all born.
Are you a bit sad to see some of the wildlife that's disappeared? Because there was a lot here early days.
Oh, we're very sad to see the wildlife gone. And most of that's been through mismanagement. I mean, I'm still on a conservation scheme now, like. But they wouldn't be told, like. You see, it's all right making habitat for the these wildlife to come back. But where are they going to come back from? They're not there anymore. You know, I mean, there were black grouse when I came up here. Back end, these trees would be full of black grouse. You know, and they've all gone.
What do you think's the answer then? Why do you think they've gone?
Well, because there were too many predators that finished up. There was nobody, you know, badgers and foxes.
But you're still in this farm. You've been here for a long time now, haven't you? How old were you when you bought this farm?
You know.
I think I was told that actually. I've just remembered. I think you were about 30, something like that.
I possibly was.
Quite a young man then.
Probably was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when I first bought a little farm on Anglesey, I was only about 19. Or...
Really?
Mm.
Right.
But I mean, my dad lent me money for that, like, but it was 22 acres, I can remember that. And it was only £1,200 in them days.
But you set your heart on being a farmer?
Well, I seem to, yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I have worked in Manchester a bit. I used to travel from here to help my sister out when my dad died until he decided to sell up, like, you know.
Yeah. It's interesting that you came into this area.
Well, there's a lot of people came into this area. You see, there's John Johnson, Smedley Sitch. They came into this area. There were quite a number. I mean, there is now Fernie Ford. That's only Peak Park, I think. Mm. But Neil Richardson, he's come into the area. Mm. But he's sort of... Oh, he used to be a sheep shearer or that, but... He came out, he's only sort of come into farming.
Quite recently,
you know.
But you bought the farm from the Harbour Crewe estate, did you?
Yeah. And of course, at that time, I bought it from Harbour Crewe, Kate. And of course, Bill Lowndes and Yvonne and them were next door then. Mm. I know when I came to sale, before the sale came to look at it, this wall over here was propped up.
Right.
And they took it down, didn't they, before sale?
Oh, right.
It was next door's wall. Then eventually next door's wall fell out.
Right.
And they rebuilt that. Right.
There were lots of farms, weren't they, for sale? Was it in the 1950s, I guess it was, wasn't it?
Because the Merrill Grove, the same time as I bought this, Merrill Grove was up for sale.
So tell me, what was the acreage when you first bought it?
108.
108?
Yeah.
Right. Did you buy any more? Or
yeah, I bought some of the next doors.
Yeah, so you had
158. I still got 158.
Right, so you held on to it, but now you let it?
Yeah.
To Johnson's or?
Johnson's Heath House, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. But you managed a big herd then on not very much ground, really, didn't you? That's quite a big herd for...
Oh, it was a big herd, yeah.
Yeah.
But you see, now again, I've never... I used to rent ground up and down, you see.
Oh, right.
And eventually I bought another place for a bit. Wicking Low up, Flash, that was about 100 acres.
Right.
And then sold it eventually.
In the early days you'd have had all traditional hay meadows, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then did you plant up much? Did you plant a lot of rye grass, silage grass?
As you go up the lane, the field on the left, that's original pasture that was, but it's been meadow since. That's never been ploughed or anything with it, been natural grass. Then the top field, there's another field there, that has been ploughed and reseeded. Right. And these slopes on the right were ploughed and reseeded.
Right.
But that, which is now, Johnson's meadow it now, well, I meadowed it, but it was permanent grass, it was never, you know. Mm.
Do you think it was a sad day when they got rid of all the hay, so many of the hay meadows?
Well, that's another thing that might have spoilt some of the wildlife, but the main reason getting rid of hay meadows, I think, what's done more damage is this, spreading this slurry up and down, you see, it kills all worms off.
What do you think's the right way to manage it?
Well, if I'm not wrong, I was managing it before, when I was doing the work and taking other people's cattle on, like.
Yeah. So how did you manage your grasslands in those days?
In those days, how did we manage it? We did no more, only spread traditional muck with a muck spreader. And
with nice, dry, well-rotted manure.
Yeah, rotted manure and,
yeah,
and all the rest of it. That's all we did.
So it's the slurry. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes, well, I can't see how it doesn't do ground any good, you see. It kills all worms, and that's it. And yet, still, it still doesn't stop the bloody moles, though.
Yeah.
But you say you catch all moles.
Yeah. Used to work hard to keep it good then.
Well, I suppose we did in a way, like.
Yeah.